Do what it is. What is everybody working with? Woo, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the one and only D&D show. And of course, guys, this is episode 20, season 2. And of course, ladies and gentlemen, I'm still the Tower of Power. I'm still too sweet. So, ladies and gentlemen, you know me as Sugar Spice. Guys, I'm the Powerpuff Girls I got left in the oven too long. Guys, I'm everything nice. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm your main man, D1984, guys, Mr. Madden Man himself. And, of course, guys, on my ones and my twos, guys, the man that started it all, guys, the moderator of this podcast, guys, he keeps me in check. Ladies and gentlemen, guys, he is the best well streamer on the planet, guys, the best mixologist on the planet. Guys, I didn't know mixologist was even a thing until he told me. Ladies and gentlemen, shout out to my main man. It's the Dini C Show. Let's go, let's go, let's go.
Yeah, let's go, woo! Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go.
So it's how been we doing? About what, okay? I'm good. It's what been about what 3 weeks, a month maybe?
Oh, we're just over a month. We're a little bit behind this one. We've had that crossover of work schedules, haven't we?
Work happens. It happens. Right. Today I'm early.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, man. You know, today I'm early today, so ready to get it in, baby.
Oh, we've got some good topics as well, haven't we?
Some very really, interesting really topics. Good.
Yeah.
If you guys are if you guys are trying to be streamers, now you guys are very, very blessed, because when we started, this wasn't around.
Yeah.
Very, very blessed. Yes. Real quick, Danny, how's the family doing, sir?
Yeah, not too bad. Tinks is obviously back in work and happy as Larry. Work's been right for me. I've been doing my full 48 hours, so getting a little bit tired, obviously, when I'm getting home from work. So I feel like I haven't seen the family this month. So like
bees like that sometimes.
Yeah.
Definitely bees like that, brother.
But you know
that's
what?
Okay.
If it means I get paid like, you know, the money that I'm on.
Yeah.
If I get paid the money that I'm on, I can't
keep
complain.
The lights on, baby.
Yeah. Keep the lights on, keep the family fed. It's all that matters.
Listen,
right?
That's it. Food on the table, lights is on. Hey, yeah, they'll buddy. Figure it out. They'll be all right. Man.
How's things for you, man? How's the little man?
I mean, he's pretty good. He turns 3 in December.
I can't believe how quick that's gone.
I can't believe it either. It's crazy. It's crazy, man.
God,
he was quick. He was born during Madden 21 season when Next Gen just came out. Yep. Crazy. Yeah, man. By the time he gets up there, by the time he's what, 10, PS7. Yeah. Well, they're already talking about PS6.
Yeah, PSX will be about, what was it?
3 years out?
Yeah, about three years out, 3-4 years out.
That's crazy. Wild. Yeah, by the time he gets up there, PS7. No,
yeah,
PS6. PS6 will be probably on its way out. Probably it'll be in like the middle. Yeah. As you know, it always has to be a PlayStation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, life, death, taxes, and PlayStation number whatever. It's true. I mean, am I lying about it?
No.
I mean, bro, since 95, the original PlayStation.
Ooh.
That was 28 years ago, sir. Almost 28 years ago.
Holy crap, that's gone so quick.
Yes, almost. I remember because I had it. Yeah. I remember I had a choice between that and Sega Saturn and like a dummy. Well, I wasn't really a dummy. Sega Saturn was actually pretty good. It was pretty good. I liked it, but it didn't have the support. Yeah. So, you know, I say, listen, you know, I want a PlayStation. I mean, Sega Saturn.
I remember seeing that PlayStation for the first time, the big gray square box. And was like,
yeah, it was big and it was flat. No. It was long and flat.
Yeah.
But man, that thing was iconic, man.
Oh, yeah. Have you seen all the all the mini versions of stuff now?
Yeah. But there's nothing like the original, bro.
No. Go on, do your PlayStation, do your version of the PlayStation sound.
Yeah. Damn. You see the big old PS? I'm like, oh, shit. And then, you know, yo, dudes is hype, man. And then when they hit us with the PS2, oh, no, you didn't. Oh, no, you didn't.
I wonder what made them change the color of the PlayStation. So we had the gray PlayStation to start with. And then obviously the PS2 was black.
Bro, that PS2, bro.
PS2 was so good. Probably one of the best libraries, game libraries to date.
Yeah.
Like, hands down.
PS2?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then if you got the 60 gig PS3, you had backwards compatibility.
Yeah, I think Sony should have kept going with that. They really dropped the ball with that one. Really dropped the ball.
I mean, that's kind of expensive though, to be, you know, doing that.
I mean, if Xbox can do it.
I mean, when you're the one that's behind, I mean, you gotta do what you gotta do.
I'm just
listen. Listen, I mean, it's the truth though. When you're the one fighting from behind, bro, you listen. When you gotta pull all the stops, man, you gotta do what you gotta do. And to this day, Xbox is still fighting from behind. Well, if it's between the two of them, Xbox is fighting from behind. Nintendo's number one. Okay. But between the two grown people consoles, I call them, Xbox is way better. Bro, everyone I meet is a PlayStation person.
Yeah.
Everybody. So it's PlayStation, bro.
That pew pew thing made me laugh so much. My throat went dry.
Because Xbox cannot recover. Xbox is a good second option. I mean, there's some diehard Xbox people.
Oh, they 100%.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Like, you know, my channel gets mad at me because I play PlayStation.
Yeah.
Sometimes. But at the end of the day, remember, they found me on Mixer. So Mixer was integrated with Xbox. So there you go.
Yeah.
But when you found me, I was on PlayStation.
Yeah.
Dog, it's PlayStation, bro.
Oh. Talking of PlayStation and finding you, I did a shout out for you the other day when you popped in stream.
Hey.
And it showed one of your old clips.
Yeah, I'm not like three.
And
people.
It was you on like three viewers and your microphone was all on stacky the on the side.
Yep.
Uh-huh. And you were using a headset.
But you know what though? I tell you what though, PlayStation integrated with Twitch even back then.
Yeah. Yeah, no, PlayStation, even the PS5 has it.
Yeah, so you probably do
directly to Twitch.
I mean, but now camera wise,
PS5 you can use. I think you can use any camera.
Oh, so if push came to shove in emergency, I could use my 4K camera.
Yeah, just plug it in, boom, job's a good one.
There you go. I mean, listen, man. You know, ladies and gentlemen. You know, before we get into our three main topics of the podcast, guys. Listen, if you're a gamer, I'm sorry, but you probably have a PlayStation in your house. I'm sorry. If most people have a choice, even if it's something's multi-platform, they're probably gonna go to PlayStation. Because why? Because more than likely, their friends probably have it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like the whole cross-platform thing, only Xbox people care about it.
I'm not too sure on that. I do think PlayStation players like it when they've got friends on Xbox and whatnot.
Because PlayStation players like it because they want to shut up the Xbox people. That's why they like it. Okay.
Yeah, I agree.
Because, you know, there's this big debate, you know, in the gaming community, which player is better, PlayStation or Xbox. Like I have this debate with my channel, but I'm like, listen, guys, I play both. Yeah. Like, I have to raise my level of play when I'm playing someone on PlayStation. Like, I have to, you know, on Xbox. But the thing is, it's just the controllers are shaped so differently.
Yeah.
Going back and forth is a little difficult.
Yeah.
But I mean, dog, listen, man. I mean, listen, I like I fell in love with Xbox because, you know, and you did too, because we were on Mixer.
Yeah.
We were on, that was it. We were pretty much required because Mixer was Microsoft.
Yeah.
But what did you go do? The first sniff of money you got, Danny C. Show, what did you go do? This man went and got a damn PS5.
I did. I actually got a PS5.
There's podcast recordings of you saying, man, I'm good. I got my PC. I got my Xbox. First sniff of money. Guys, the ink wasn't dry on his check. Now, yo, his direct deposit was pending. He was already making plans for his PS5. I says, this son of a gun. Then turn on a brother. Turn on me. I said, he just said that he was good.
I was good. Said,
yo.
I was good.
Until you wasn't good.
Until I seen all the gameplay of Gran Turismo 7 and I wanted it even more.
Bruh, Gran Turismo. Listen, you know what, guys? First topic. We have to add this up. Listen. Hold on. First topic. Listen. I know. Listen. We'll make the other stuff second. Okay.
Yeah.
After this. So you guys know, guys, you know, I am a Forza guy. You know, I'm a Gran Turismo Forza guy. I've had Gran Turismo since it was 2-disc back in the day. I got Forza in 05 on the original Xbox, Forza Motorsport. Yeah. I've heard on YouTube that Forza is looking like trash.
Well, the new one.
Yeah.
Oh man. Well,
it's Forza Motorsport, but it's called, I mean, it's really Forza 8.
Yeah.
But they're calling it Forza Motorsport.
Yeah.
I'm hearing it's not it.
Oh man. I was looking forward to that as well.
Nah, don't. Listen, bro. You keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
Don't listen. I mean, because I think it'll be on Game Pass anyway.
Yeah, it's going straight on Game Pass.
Thank God.
Straight to Game Pass, yeah.
Thank God. See, now, hold on now. Okay, I'm going to make another point. Now, so you see with the whole Xbox Game Pass thing?
Yeah.
This is what you do when you're fighting from behind. Have you seen PlayStation do anything like Game Pass, really?
PlayStation Plus... Is the PlayStation Plus Essential and Premium is their equivalent of Game Pass?
But it's not as good.
You don't see big game titles going on there straight away.
Because you know why? Because most people have PlayStation.
Yeah.
And they're gonna buy it anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's PlayStation. PlayStation. To be honest, PlayStation really doesn't even have to even do that, and it will still sell out.
Yeah, a lot of people have Game Pass, but like I think Game Pass is dependent on your game style. So, for example, for you, it's pointless.
I mean,
play a range of different games.
I have it, but I'm gonna get rid of it after Madden. So
yeah.
This is what I did. All right, podcast, listen. Don't follow. Well, you can. I mean, listen, I'm going to give you a little cheat code here. So I purchased it to pre-order Madden and get the money off.
Oh, so you got EA Play.
Once I get it. Yeah. Madden comes
EA
out.
Play to get.
Back to Xbox Gold, baby.
Oh, I see you, boo.
But that's me, though. Okay.
Yeah.
Don't try what I do at home. Yeah, that's what I did.
I went the other option, so I bought EA Play for PlayStation for the year for £25.
Because EA Play is not included with whatever PlayStation has to
that's
game anyway.
Yeah,
exactly.
It means I still get to play my FIFAs.
Yeah, of course.
A little bit later than if I wait.
A lot later.
Yeah.
Yes, but.
But no, I ended up buying FIFA
it's
this
not
year
to
anyway.
Main game.
Yeah,
it's not your main game, but now when you get FIFA or whatever, right? What system are you gonna buy it on?
PlayStation straight away.
See,
yeah,
but last year you were swearing up Xbox.
Yeah,
ladies and gentlemen, do you see how people get? You see? You see, right? He's proved me right again. Dog, the masses, it's play. And you know what? I used to be like, nah, Xbox is better when I was on Mixer. Because, of course, guys, I was getting paid to say that.
See, it's funny. Funny that you mentioned about Madden players being better on PlayStation rather than Xbox.
Yeah. I mean, you can't tell my community that.
Yeah.
But my community
on FIFA is the Xbox players are better than PS5 players on FIFA. By the way, if there's any FIFA players listening to this and they go and they're on a PlayStation and you disagree with what I'm saying, go and play some Xbox players and see how you get on.
I mean, it's crossplay.
Yeah.
Now, but I mean, I don't know, man. I mean, I guess it really depends on the player, really.
Yeah. I'll give you a prime example of what you've just said about about it being the player, right? I've got a really decent team. And earlier on today, I was playing a little bit of Ultimate Team, and this guy's team loads up, all gold cards, nothing special, and he absolutely destroyed me.
I mean, he also plays more than you. You, FIFA's not really main focus. You just play it for fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. I wouldn't even worry.
He had a full gold team, and he absolutely destroyed me with, like, the same move. Down the wing, cut inside, chip it across, goal.
Now, let me ask you something. So I've never really done the whole crossplay thing. I mean, I'm mainly, when when they sent me the beta, it was on Xbox, because, you know, that's my main system for right now, apparently.
Yeah.
So say when I get it on PlayStation, is it connected to my EA account, probably?
So as long as your EA account for Xbox is linked with your PlayStation account via the EA website, then you'll be, whenever you log into each one, you'll have the same friends list on there. Because it has its own friends list built into the game.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So
it's easier than, like, trying to find someone on PlayStation, add them as a friend or this, that, and the other. You literally have your own. There's a button on the right-hand side. I think it's R3, I think it is, on the controller, which brings up your menu when you're in the menu section. R2. It's one of the buttons where it brings up your EA account and where your friends list are and your friend requests and how this, like, you can literally add people from within the game. All you've got to do is, if you're not sure on your EA account name, go to the account section and it literally tells you exactly what it is. So, like, all of mine are linked. So all of my PlayStation, PC, and Xbox account is linked. Crap. The only downside is if I play it on Xbox and I've got coins, they stay on the Xbox side of it, and my team stays on the Xbox side. If I play on PlayStation, it's like starting fresh again, and you know, it'd be nice. Okay. It would be nice if they integrated cross progression. So that, like, I have the same team whether I'm playing on PlayStation or Xbox or PC.
I think soon they will. I think.
It would be nice.
Because I'm a regs player, it doesn't matter to me.
Yeah. Because you're
MUT players have to stay on one console. So now, so this is going to be like a huge... So MUT players can't play crossplay.
They can use crossplay. As in, like, they can play against other people on PlayStation 5 and whatnot.
Okay.
Because the team, it doesn't matter. As long as you're on your platform, using the team that you set up, you can. So the other way of putting it is, crossplay, you can play against anyone.
You just can't go shopping.
You just can't go. So I can't go from having my team on Xbox, loading it up on PlayStation, and having the same team.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I get it.
I wanted that to make sense.
Okay. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. Okay.
But
interesting.
Yeah, I think with obviously FIFA is getting a new name this year with it changing.
Yes, who was it?
Ooh, hello, Prince.
FC.
EAFC 24.
I mean, as long as it has real teams in it,
yeah,
then they should be fine. And they're saving a bunch of money, I'm sure.
Oh yeah,
yeah. So hey,
Prince FIFA is going nuts in the background.
Tell me about it. FIFA wanted damn $1 billion. Yeah,
that's mad.
Kick rocks. We'll figure it out. Yeah. $1 billion. Ha ha. Kidding me? It's soccer. It sells. Now FIFA has no game.
So it'd be interesting to see what actually happens with that.
Well, none's happening this year.
I literally haven't seen a word from anything that shows FIFA on it.
Yeah, I mean, FIFA probably didn't expect him to do that. Ha ha ha. Ha 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 ha.
FIFA definitely did FIFA. EA definitely did FIFA dirty with that one.
Yeah, they didn't. FIFA didn't think EA was gonna do that because it's been they've been together so many years.
Yeah. Well, when was the? Here's a question for you. When was the very first EA and FIFA game? Then that's got to be going.
I first heard about FIFA in 98.
Let's have a little look. First FIFA game.
That's when I heard about it, but that's just me. What but, did I mean, you I'm say? You said 98, like did you? 98.
The first title of the FIFA series, also called EA Soccer or FIFA 94, was released in late 1993.
Oh, crap. So that's about the same time as Madden almost.
International soccer exploded in 16-bit video games amongst eras like Donkey Kong Country, Sonic the Hedgehog, and Mortal Kombat. Mm. Ooh. Ooh. There you go.
93. Okay.
How old was I then? 86.
Five. No, about six.
Yeah, six.
No, seven.
Yeah, five, seven. Six, seven, eight. Yeah. That's mad. After all them years, imagine how that's going to... What are FIFA going to do? The only two people that make football games, decent football games, was Pro Evolution Soccer when that was around, which is now called something else I've forgotten the name of, and EA.
Yep.
Unless they're going to pull something out of the bag, like a rabbit out of the bag, I don't know what they're going to do this year.
I mean, FIFA was just a name. EA has the engine.
Yeah.
So good luck with that. Ha! Ha ha ha.
It would be interesting to see what they do.
Well, someone got cocky on the phone.
Yeah. And whoever negotiated that licensing thing really dropped the ball.
No, they said something crazy. They was like, oh, they probably said, oh, what are you gonna do without FIFA? You guys gonna lose money. Oh, are we? Okay.
Yeah. Watch EA FC's sales this year.
It's going to be good. And I know EA, they made this year's soccer game with love.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yes, because they want to make a point.
Yeah, they want to prove a point to FIFA that they don't need the name.
I wouldn't be shocked if this, when this soccer game comes out, if it's not the best soccer game ever.
It would be interesting to see what they've done.
I wouldn't
be
shocked. I would not be shocked. And then FIFA will be sitting there like, oh my God. Oh my God. We just missed out.
Yeah, we dropped the ball.
Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked at all, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah. At all.
Mad, isn't it?
But I mean, you know, it's just really, really nice to see everything going crossway because you know what?
Oh,
that saves money. It saves money.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the crossplay thing. I would like to see multiple options, though. I think by default, there should be all crossplay. So PC, Xbox, PlayStation, Switch. But I also think console should also have an option. So you in the network settings, you've got an option to turn crossplay off.
Mm-hmm.
So you just play against players of your own platform. I do think there should be an extra option so you can just play against console players. If that makes sense.
There is. There is in Madden. I saw
this. There's not on most of the other crossplay games.
I mean, I saw it. I was like, okay, because you know, just in case the server acts up.
Yeah.
Because yo, it's gonna be insane.
Yo, yeah.
Even NBA 2K is bringing crossplay. That's gonna be wild.
Oh yeah, I've got NBA 2K on 2K23 on PlayStation. It's part of Game Pass. Or PlayStation Plus, one of the two. Yeah. Yeah,
oh, damn,
buddy.
Okay.
I haven't played it yet, though. I'm no good. Oh, man. Right, so we talked Madden. We talked FIFA. Should we jump into this first topic?
Yes, yes. All right, so, ladies and gentlemen, Danny told me earlier about the new discoverability on Twitch Mobile.
Yeah, so it's coming in the fall. So we all, let's hold our hands up here. We're all no strangers to TikTok. We all use TikTok. Twitch is basically giving us our Twitch is basically going to give us Twitch's version of TikTok. That's what they're basically doing. They will give you a feed with random clips in, but for your clips to get featured, you have to mark them as want to be featured, if that makes sense. So when you clip something, yeah. So if you clip something, for example, say you clip a Hail Mary in the last minute of the game, save it and then put it in your featured clips section. It has a chance then to go on their version of a For You page, basically.
So after stream, I can clip it and then put it in my featured section.
Yes. And then that then has a chance to be on that discoverability wheel. But something else Twitch are doing, which is really weird considering they're doing this Twitch discoverability app, is they're allowing you to export clips directly to TikTok. So you can edit. So you can edit clips now on Twitch, or you'll be able to soon. You'll be able to edit a clip on Twitch in vertical format and like edit it like you would normally on TikTok, and then export it straight to TikTok. So rather than have to edit it, so like download it, save it, upload it to a site, like reshape this part. So you get your camera. It literally does it all. They'll like show you how to do it all for you.
Oh,
and then you just post Twitch it to TikTok. It. Yeah.
Bruh, Twitch. Just when you think Twitch is dead, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But it's like, it makes sense that they give us a TikTok version, a TikTok style version of discoverability. Because obviously people are pushing TikTok, this, that, and the other, and they're posting clips to TikTok. But Twitch will have their own version of that, of people's clips. Yeah, so like
own version of people's clips. That is cool.
Yeah, but it's something that we should have had a long time ago. I think if they'd have done this 3 years ago, there wouldn't be people looking for other platforms.
I mean, they're pretty much doing what YouTube is doing.
Yes. 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 So, like, YouTube has shorts, and then obviously you click the button or you click on the profile and it takes you straight to the profile. That's exactly what Twitch's Twitch's discoverability wheel will do.
I mean, the thing is, bro, there's millions and millions and millions of people on Twitch.
Exactly.
Bro, that's a lot going on.
So it's definitely going to be interesting the first 6 months to see how that goes and if everyone is available to get featured, or if it's only affiliates and partners and
probably partners.
Yeah, I think like
if they do everybody, that's a lot of people.
I think they will limit it to partners and affiliates. To stop,
that's still millions of people.
Yeah, that's still a lot of people, But I think it's better than having it open to everyone where there's like God knows how many people streaming that are not affiliates or not partners.
The whole affiliate thing, the bar for affiliate is, I mean, when I did it,
yeah,
it was like, what, 3 viewers a stream?
Yeah, it's still the same.
That's pretty low.
Yeah. But it's really weird because if you go on Twitch now, open one of the big categories, change the drop-down menu from high to low views to low to high views. So you start at the bottom. Mm-hmm. But you'd be there for like 20 minutes trying to scroll through all the zero viewers.
It's nuts. Yeah. A lot of them. Yeah.
And I think that's why Twitch will limit it to affiliates and partners.
Agree.
But do we think that's going to be enough to keep people on Twitch?
It'll help.
I do think it'll help. I think it's more discoverability, which is the reason why they're doing it. There's obviously there's a like button on there from what we've seen in the clips. And there's a follow button. So if you're not following them already, you can click follow and, you know, easy peasy.
Okay.
But I think it's going to be good as long as it doesn't get saturated with the same people.
It's going to work.
Yeah.
But no, like you said, as long as listen, you just got to just keep on putting out.
Yeah, so it's up to the person behind the channel to keep making sure that new clips are getting edited and posted.
Yeah, just pump it.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. But I can dig that.
Yeah. Like you do your clips and stuff when you finish stream, or you do them in the morning before you go to work.
Yeah, I mean, back when I was freaking winning, so I ran into a brick wall. now I gotta figure that out.
Are you on a losing streak?
I'm getting myself off of it. I'm beginning to turn the corner, but
I'll play you a man after this podcast, right?
Oh, screw you. Get out of here. Like I'm trying to wean myself off the losing streak. Like losing streak is never good.
But yeah, like we obviously everyone needs to just take time to post their clips and whatnot. And if most people do them, they download them, put them through an editor or whatever, and then post them on TikTok. This thing is literally just clip it and edit it if you want to edit it and save it, and then boom, jobs are good.
Yeah. And just wait and hope.
Yeah. See if you gain a lot. I think I do hope that this is Twitch's fixing discoverability option. And I hope it works. The same way that Shorts works for YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'll give you an example. When you post a short and it gets lots of likes, and you check your subs after it, you'll see that little boost of subs.
Yeah, you will.
And it's just, I want that to do the same for Twitch.
It should.
I want to see the clip getting lots of likes and then obviously gaining followers from it. Otherwise, it's just another version of TikTok, but without doing anything. I honestly believe they're going to do it to try and weave people away from TikTok for streaming.
Bruh, if they do that, oh my God. Ha!
Because
if Twitch shuts down TikTok, that means, that's wild.
Can you, like, TikTok will always be around, let's be honest. It's not just for gaming, it's for...
That was just like Vine, right?
Yeah. Oh my God, that's a name I haven't heard in ages.
All right then.
But yeah, like TikTok is it's full of people doing all sorts of stuff, showing movie clips, comedians. I see a lot of comedians on my For You page. I see people. I haven't seen so many dancing
on TikTok.
It's sort of died down a little bit from my For You page, but it's still there. People are still dancing. I keep seeing like pranks on people or like silly things. And maybe Maybe that's what Twitch are trying to do. They're trying to get the gaming side off of TikTok.
Because TikTok is really not for gaming, but TikTok is so damn big.
I mean, yeah. Like, TikTok is huge in terms of its discoverability options, but it's that whole, oh, so they like the clip on TikTok. They follow you on TikTok, but they've got to go an extra mile to follow you on Twitch.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why I think Twitch's version has to have that follow option all the time. Not like 3 months after it's come out. It has to be on release. There has to be a plus option next to the name or something to follow them straight away. Otherwise, it's going to die out.
You mean TikTok?
Twitch. Twitch's discoverability option, yeah.
I mean, I think it'll be all right. I mean, of course, when they come out with it, they're probably going to make some tweaks.
Yeah.
But they should be all right.
Do you know how TikTok can counteract this?
Go ahead.
Giving you an option to link your Twitch account. Giving you an option to link your Twitch account and give a plus icon or a tick next to the name if you're already following them on Twitch.
I mean, dude, the competition and the fighting and the lawsuits that's going to come out behind this. Dog. Oh, my God. Dude, this is like a train wreck waiting to happen. All of it.
Yeah.
So hilarious. I love it.
But I love it. It's going to be, I think it's going to be good. I think it's going to bring a fresh look to Twitch, obviously with the vertical format and stuff. And on that note, we also get Twitch stories.
Oh, that's wild.
So, like, you follow me, I follow you on Twitch. And they add in to the mobile site Twitch stories. So if you post, you can post a story on Instagram, for example, and all your Instagram followers see it.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't get a notification about the story. Whereas Twitch stories, they'll send a notification to your followers saying that you've posted on your story.
Yo, that's cool right there.
Yeah. But the good thing with that is you can set it to how you want to use it. So, for example, if I post, I can share a clip on my story on Twitch and I can set it to followers only or subs only. So if I had edited a clip and I want it to be seen by subs only first, post it on subs only first, and then obviously give it 24 hours because they only last for 24 hours, see the stories.
Mm-hmm.
So it's basically your way of keeping up with your followers and subs outside of Twitch.
I mean, all you do is just when you get up in the morning, just post it in the morning.
Yeah.
And let it ride.
Yeah. So like,
yeah, that's it.
You know how people write like little stuff on their stories, like, oh, I had a fabulous day, or I'm in so-and-so.
Mm-hmm.
You can do all that on there.
Interesting.
And that comes out in October. So where are we now? July?
July, August
September, October. 3 months.
Three months, yeah.
And it's the same thing. You haven't got to worry about them going the extra mile, having to go the extra mile to find your Twitch. In other words, we're getting a Snapchat / Instagram / TikTok thing added to Twitch.
Yo, I mean, people, you know, hearing about this, you know, people, for whoever hears this podcast, you're hearing about it. If you're trying to be a Twitch streamer, start going hard now.
Yeah. Make sure them clips are in your featured clip section when that option pops up.
Start from now, you know, try to get affiliated. But I feel like that's the way, you know, they're going to go with it.
Oh, 100%.
Be ready.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's mad, isn't it?
From now, yeah. Now, of course, we need to talk about our final topic.
Oh, on the subject of copying things, you mean?
Dude, I mean, I'm actually happy that this happened. I mean, I didn't even hear about it until Sunday. No, I think it was late Saturday. And I said, yo, when I get up, when I'm, I can't, when I'm eating my soup in the morning.
I'm so sorry. I meant to message you. I meant to message you to set up Threads and I'd freaking fallen asleep. So Threads went live, I believe it was either Friday or Saturday night. Last week.
Listen, I was 2 days late. Listen, you know what, ladies and gentlemen, for you guys, I know Danny's probably going to put this podcast out today, probably.
Yeah.
Or whatever. For you guys listening, jump on Threads. It's new and build your stuff.
Yeah. We're on there. Podcast is on there. The D&D Show 5. I'm on there. It's the Danny C Show. D-Nicest 84 is on there. We're all on there.
I just got on there.
Yeah. Yeah, baby.
And people, dog, I was just reading something as we were speaking. They just like they're about to cross 100 million people users already in 4 days.
Yeah, it's 4 days. But this is what happens when a big. I'm not going to name drop him because I don't want to get sued. This is what happens when a big guy.
I think he's going to be busy suing.
Takes over a certain platform with a bird on it and messes it up. I think he's really messed it up.
Dude, Twitter is so toxic, bro. Bro, it's like a train on fire. Bro.
Yeah.
It's toxic. Yo, when I heard about Threads, I'm like, thank God. Because I know Instagram, if you do something stupid, bam.
Mm.
They'll bang you in a minute.
Yeah.
Good.
But the best Twitter? Part is... Threads and Instagram go hand in hand because they're all under the same umbrella. They're under the Meta umbrella. Yeah.
Yes.
So like,
so
they link your accounts as well. So even if you go on Instagram, so say now you don't follow me on Threads and you can't find me, but you follow me on Instagram, you can literally, I kid you not, click on my Instagram profile and my Threads link is directly underneath my profile picture.
Really? On Instagram?
Yeah. So if you go on Instagram,
Go to
someone's profile.
Oh, and then... I wouldn't mind. How with that?
he's like, I'm not going to anyone else's. I'm going. Make sure your sound's down, by the way, before you do it.
Yeah, it's down. Okay, so
let's go to the podcast page, right? So you go to the podcast page, the D&D Show 5 on Instagram. Hint, hint, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. And right underneath, there's a Meta logo with the ID code. You click it. And boom, you're number 1647202 to join Threads. View Threads profile. Bam. Job done.
Wait a second. So now, I'm on my own page. I don't even see this.
So go to someone else's page. On.
I'll go to our page.
Yeah.
Okay.
So underneath it, it should have the Threads app logo.
Oh, that at right there?
Yeah. Click it.
Well.
And then click view Threads profile.
Oh, my God. It took me straight right through. So wait a minute.
Boom.
So how do I get that on my actual page?
I think that's on your page.
No.
Is it not? It should be.
Wait, Threads net? What the hell is Threads? No. Wait, let me go back to IG. And go back to my own page.
Teaching D-Nicest 84 how to use.
Oh, I see it. 9415851.
Yeah, that's your code. Click on it. Boom. Straight through to your Threads profile.
Holy moly.
And that's how simple it is for Twitch to fix discoverability and everything.
5,000 followers on Instagram. Right? What the hell? Is this combined with Thread? What the hell? I don't know. Wow.
Oh. What's that? What's my name?
I got 5,000 followers on IG. I didn't even know it. I didn't even know it.
5,031. That's because you keep posting all your.
When I was actually winning, when I actually stood a chance. I'll tell you, man. I'm like an ice cream truck on fire. I'm just going down. I'm just melting away. This is cool. My honest opinion, Dan, I think Threads is going to kill it.
I do like the fact with Threads that there's a 500 character limit rather than 250 or whatever the Twitter one is.
I'm glad something told me a couple months ago, because you know when Elon took over?
Yeah.
And people were doing the whole verification thing.
Oh, yeah.
I'm glad I didn't do it.
Yeah.
Because for some reason, I'm not eligible. Yeah. Because what it is, I have more... I follow more people than I have followers on Twitter.
Yeah.
Which is wild, by the way. Oh, by the way, guys, I actually promoted my threads on my Twitter.
I did the same.
Oh, good. I don't feel bad now. I was like, yo, I'm going to hell. Like, this is wild.
Yeah, I did exactly the same.
I'm like, the hell with it. You know what I mean? And I started getting Madden people on my threads. I'm like, hey, come on over, guys. Come on over. So look, I'll be honest, guys. I was gonna get verified. I was gonna try to do it, but it says I'm not eligible because my following is like upside down. Oof. So it says I'm not eligible, which is crazy. But on Instagram, I am. So on Twitter, it's $14, $14.
Yeah.
On IG, it's like 10.
Oof.
And I'm like, you know what, Dan? Not for nothing.
Yeah.
I think getting verified would be a good idea.
It'd be interesting. The only problem with the only thing with verification, from what I've seen, and this is on more on a personal note. I have seen streamers do it, and because it requires your personal name to get verified, to me, it's not worth it. It's not worth the hassle of what comes with it.
It requires a personal name?
Yeah. So you need to upload government ID, so like a passport or driver's license or whatever it is you have under your real name. And they update your profile that shows your real name.
So if I go and do the verification thing.
Yes.
So it'll still show DNicest84, correct?
It'll show DNicest84 as your at sign. So when people search for you, it'll show DNicest84. But it will show your real name on your account.
So pretty much, ladies and gentlemen, you know, Danny C Show just said, you know, it shows, you know, getting verified. In case some of you guys listening didn't know that, I didn't even know it. He just told me.
Yeah.
Getting verified shows all your information. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're a internet personality.
Yeah. A content creator, a streamer, content creator, podcaster, anyone like that.
And people know you by your tag name, your alias. I think that's what it's called. You know,
yeah, that's the one.
You know, yeah. Well, if people just know you by that, guys, leave it at that. You know, people crazy.
Yeah, we've both had strange people telling us. So I had a guy on Mixer tell me he knew my address, and when I called him out on it, he couldn't do it. And he was like, I don't want to expose your address, this, that, and the other. Well, why say you can? But you've also been through it. You've had people.
Yeah, in my Uber, I had a guy in GameStop know me already.
Yeah.
I mean.
It's different when they know you from stream and they see you out and about in person because that's their area. It's totally different when they're going out of their way to see you or to send you stuff.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And this, that, and the other. It's not worth the hassle by, you know, letting people know your real name. So
your safety.
Yeah, at the end of the day, D's a family man. I'm a family man. Mm-hmm. Most content creators
are family people.
It's not worth the hassle of letting people know your real name. While big people like Ninja and Shroud and all of them can have their real name about because of, you know, people that these companies that post about the big guys always share their real names. That's fair enough. They earn the money. They have the security to look after themselves.
Yeah, we don't. Until I get that, I ain't doing it.
We don't. Like, so let's just say if you're going to get yourself verified on Instagram, be aware it will use your real name, same as Facebook.
Like Facebook right will now, do the same. Right now, you can find me on Google. If you type in D984, you can find me on Google, and my real name does not come up.
Yeah. That's this is a tip, by the way, for you content creators, podcasters, streamers, YouTubers. Go on an incognito tab on Google and search for your gamer tag or any other gamer tags that you've been known by and see what comes up. There you go. But back to Instagram and Threads because of you lost your mind with that whole Instagram thing and verification. Yeah,
because I was shocked because I was going to do it. I was really going to bro, I was going to do it yesterday and someone told me, don't do it.
So I only found out about it because someone that I followed had done it. That I've known through Mixer, that I've known, seen around on Twitch, seen them around on Facebook Gaming. I didn't know their real name until I went on Instagram and seen their profile and showed their real name on it because they verified it.
Oh, no, I ain't doing that. That's crazy. That's wild. Yeah.
So,
it's not that serious for me.
Yeah, no, it's not worth the hassle.
Like, I've had passengers search me, Google, I said, you want to know if I'm being serious about being on Twitch? Mm. Go and find me on Google. They did it. My real name did not show up.
Yeah.
And you know what? I want to keep it like that.
Yeah, that's exactly how everyone should be kept. Looked after as well. It's safety for you and your family at the end of the day. That's how it should be.
Agreed.
But back to Threads.
Threads is probably gonna take down Twitter.
Hopefully.
I'm calling it. I'm calling it.
A lot of people have moved over. Hold on. Yeah, a lot of people have moved over. And obviously with Threads being more characters to type, you're not limited.
That's big.
Yeah, like I used to struggle to write podcast. When we promote the podcast, by the way, mm-hmm. I posted on Twitter and I obviously use hashtags and to help it get discovered a little bit. I haven't got a worry about how many characters I put in on Threads.
Yeah.
Do you get what I mean? I mean, I can tag the people. Like, I always tag you in the post and I always tag myself in the post. And then, like, I tag, like, Good Pods. By the way, shout out to Good Pods because they're bloody amazing. And they helped us. Yeah, Good Pods. Good app. Great for the indie podcast, by the way. If you're a podcaster, nice. Get on it. Yeah, always tag them and like, it's going to be so much easier not having to worry about a account.
But now, so at the time of this podcast, what I do know is Threads doesn't have hashtags yet.
Yeah, and I think that's why, I think there's a reason for that. What? I think that reason is purely because of Twitter. If they put hashtags in, it would be a carbon copy of Twitter, but Facebook and Instagram have hashtags, so there's no reason why they can't.
Yeah, they can do it. Dude, they're going to do it. Bro, hashtags?
Yeah.
Bro, that's social media life. Like, what?
Oh, yeah.
Come on. Come on. You can't, like, dog, TikTok has hashtags.
Yeah.
Twitter does. IG does. Facebook does.
Yeah.
Twitch does. I mean, dog, like that's social media, like at its finest. Hashtag. There you go. Makes you more searchable.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, they'll do it. They'll get it together.
What do you think of the app though? I like it. I like the fact that it's in dark mode.
I like it.
I just think it's fresh and it's new.
It works well on Android.
Yeah.
I'm happy with it.
I love it. I'm constantly checking my feed.
man. Yeah, it's pretty good, man.
Yeah, and don't
pretty
forget,
good, like,
all three of us are on there. When I say three of us, D984 is on Threads. It's the Danny C Show is on Threads, and the podcast has an account on Threads. The D&D Show 5.
Follow all of it.
Yeah, baby.
Follow everything. Like, so I had wrote something to Jared. Jared had wrote me something, then I threaded. You know, what he wrote. And then Rated CPG, one of my followers, got in on it. I'm like, how did you even see it? I'm like, what the hell is this? I'm like, you can see it? I'm like, what? Yeah.
Mad.
Yeah, that's pretty wild.
It's good though. It's gonna. I think it's gonna give a new lease of life to Twitter.
Oh, Twitter's gonna get smashed, dude. People are leaving Twitter by droves.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's coming.
If if the problems that keep happening with Twitter carry on, I can see Threads pushing Twitter to its limits.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if Threads ever plans on adding. Obviously, I don't see them doing any sort of story type thing. But then
I don't think they need to.
I tell you what would be nice, if Threads integrated your Instagram account's story. So, for an example, if I was to go on Instagram tonight now, post a clip on my story, it gives me the option to send it to Facebook. I would love to have an option for it to send to all three. So that my Threads followers can see it, my Instagram followers can see it, and my Facebook followers can see it. All in their unique apps. What do you think?
I mean, it's only been 4 days.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Probably.
It would be interesting. It spice things up at the top. So like when you scroll through Instagram, obviously you have the stories at the top with the little circles and stuff. Just give us one of them. Chuck one of them on the top. Huh. So because it integrates then all of your stuff. So like when you first sign up to Threads, it asks you do you want to follow all of these people because you follow them on Instagram. That's how I found you.
Interesting.
I had followed you before you'd even made an account. Boom.
The hell. Damn it.
Yeah.
Interesting. I thought you didn't know. Yeah, I sent you my link and this guy was already up there. I'm like, oh my God. I checked and saw him. I said, son of a gun.
I do think Threads is going to be interesting though.
Threads is going to be good. Like I'm going to really focus on it because it's new.
Yeah.
Yeah, get on it.
It's a good chance to get meet some new people, a chance to bring them to stream, bring them to the podcast, bring them to Instagram and all that sort of stuff and vice versa.
Yeah, I mean, I'll keep on posting on IG once I get my, you know, get my act together again. So, it'll lead people to my Threads account.
Yeah.
So, real quick, I know, guys, we're about to end the podcast or whatever. It's probably you know, been a little bit over an hour. So a little live happening here. I just got an email from YouTube, right?
Yeah. It
says D-Nice is 84. Earlier access to YouTube earning benefits is here, right? I'm going to read it to you guys. So in case you guys are listening to us, you guys, you know, starting up a YouTube channel. We're always looking for ways to help you thrive on YouTube so you can continue to grow, connect with your fans. Creators now qualify to apply for YouTube Partner Program and start their earning journey early with access to fan funding, select shopping features, and more. To become eligible for the YouTube Partnership Program, you need at least 500 subscribers, 3 public uploads in the last 90 days, either 3K valid public watch hours in the last 12 months or 3 million valid public watch out public short views in the last 90 days. No active community guideline strikes.
Ooh, okay. So YouTube are making moves.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I might actually, check it out.
I do have one question for that.
Go ahead.
So if you're partnered with Twitch, obviously.
Yeah.
Can you apply for partnership with YouTube and not get in trouble with Twitch?
Probably. Yeah. I mean, there's plenty of people that live stream on Twitch and are partnered on YouTube too.
Yeah.
Oh, plenty of them. Of course.
Okay. I wasn't sure what the deal is with that. If it would,
I mean, I mean, you know, what's funny is that I just started to re-upload again because I started doing better.
Yeah,
so it works out for me. Yo. Yeah. I mean, more to shoot for now.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, so you know, you guys heard it first.
YouTube. Yeah. Obviously, the email's only just come through as well, so they're pushing that. Make sure, guys, that you're posting on YouTube.
Guys, there's so many ways of making money and getting rich. I'm telling you, y'all need to stop playing. Okay, get this content out.
Yeah. Make sure you're posting on all the sites as well.
Yeah, because these sites are in competition. They're trying to pay.
They definitely are. Definitely.
Yeah, I mean, they're making loads of money, so they're trying to pay. Hey, I'm with it.
That sounds good. I'm definitely going to be keeping an eye on that. I think I'm on like four. I'm close to 400 subs on YouTube. I need to keep posting to YouTube. I'm terrible for posting stuff, by the way.
I had stopped, but then I just started like two nights ago.
I need to get into the habit of posting on a regular basis, but with work and streaming and podcasting, I'm trying to balance everything. But I will.
I mean, I'm at what, 600 and something subs. Woo! So
if you get 3 mil views on shorts over the course of 3 months, you'd be able to apply for that.
Either 3K valid public watch hours, and I have 10,000. And I passed that a while ago.
So you might be able to apply for it. Ooh.
Yeah, I'll probably apply tomorrow when I get in, probably.
So an update for the next episode, which is probably going to be in about 2 or 3 weeks' time.
Mm-hmm. I'll see.
Dee's going to apply for the YouTube partnership if it's available. And maybe we'll have an update by then.
I mean, hey, you never know.
Buddy.
YouTube Studio app. I already do. Enable. Okay.
Or is he doing it now?
I got to update. Nah, I mean, I'll probably end up, finishing it probably after stream.
That's mad. That's pretty cool, though. Pretty cool.
Yeah, I got 695 total subscribers.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, not too shabby.
Not too shabby at all. Right.
I mean, hey. Hey, listen. I mean, I don't even know how to even apply, really. Well, no, it says earn down here. Oh, wow, it does say earn. Okay.
Ooh.
Interesting.
D is finding stuff.
listen, everything looks like it checks out. My eligibility looks like it checks out. And the one I'm following, 376 public watch hours. Oh, my God. That right there, some benefits may have additional eligibility criteria. Interesting.
So does it have an apply button?
I mean, and one of the, oh no, I can't apply it. I need 3,000 watch hours in the last 365 days. I only have 376. So all that not posting kind of bit me in the butt.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. It's all good, baby. It's all good. It's all good. I'm going to get it.
Yeah, buddy.
Oh yeah. I'm going to get it. Don't worry. Oh yeah. I'm on it now.
D's found a new lease of life to post on YouTube.
Yep, that's it. Yeah, and guys, for you guys too, that's listening, get it.
Yep.
Get on it. You heard it here first.
Full send ahead. Choo-choo.
That's it. Send. Every night. Export. Yep. Every night. That's it. Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm with it.
I've enjoyed this episode. This has been really cool.
Yeah, it was cool, man. Very educational.
Yeah, very, very educational episode. Yeah. It was good.
What to do and what not to do.
Yes. Don't apply for verification on Instagram if you don't want people knowing your real name.
I mean, I know, the blue check mark looks cool, but that might come with a lot of issues too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're good on that, sir.
On that note, you beautiful people, thank you for listening to the D&D show. We are on episode 20. Of season 2. There are 4 more episodes in this season. Then we go on to season 3. When we reveal our Discord server and video episodes from season 3.
Hey.
Yeah. Not only will you be able to hear me and D in podcast episodes, but via Spotify, with a Spotify video. And YouTube, you'll be able to see us and react. You'll be able to see our reactions to stuff when we're talking about stuff. And it's going to be cool. It's going to be cool. You guys are going to love it. It's going to be so much fun. On that note, ladies and gentlemen, this has been season 2, Episode 20, D, where are they going to share this podcast?
Friends, your family, your loved one, your co-workers, people on the train, random people on the bus, your Uber driver, your Lyft driver, listen, everybody, your local bartender.
Yes, you know what I mean? Shout out to me.
There you go, your local mixologist. There you go.
The random person that adds you on Discord trying to sell you graphics. I'm sick of them already this week.
Yo, you're funny. Every single week.
Every single week. The random that adds you on Snapchat trying to sell you feet pictures.
Oh, my God.
Send it to them. Yep. Click share, click copy link. Boom, send. Job done.
Boom, send. Definitely, guys, share it to Threads. Share it to your new Threads account.
Share it to your Threads account and tag us in it at the D&D Show 5. Woo! And myself, Danny, it's the Danny C Show. And don't forget, DNice84. Tag all three of us. Woo!
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, you guys have a wonderful next couple weeks until you see us again.
Yeah.
Take care of yourself. Be safe, guys. That is the best mixologist on the planet. It's the Danny C Show. If you want to find them on PlayStation, because that's what he plays on now, guys, a sellout. It's okay. You forgive him. I knew it was coming. Follow him on PlayStation. Follow him on Twitch, of course, guys. It's the Danny C Show. Of course, guys, find me playing he Madden somewhere.
The you know safest I mean? Uber driver around. I can verify it. Know.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Not with my real name, though. Get out of here.
Yeah, no.
No, he is
DNicest84.
Yes, sir.
I'm the Danny C Show. This is the D&D Show podcast. With me, it's the Danny C Show. Your boy, DNicest84. We'll see you again in a couple of weeks. Stay safe, be good, and if you can be good,
let's at least
be good at it. Bye!
There you go. I love it. Got his own sand now, people. He's evolving. I love it. He's like a Pokemon.
Hey!
Get it.
I'm not short.
Oh, no, he didn't. No, now all Pokemon are short. Get out of here.
All right, we're going. See you guys soon. Look after yourselves. Stay safe. Be good.
Yep. Later, guys.
Bye.